Washington ramps up Capitol security after New Orleans, Las Vegas attacks. Washington, every January brings a few important political events to the nation's capital, and this year local law enforcement have beefed up security protocols following two terror attacks in New Orleans and Las Vegas on New Year's Day. Anytime there is an incident such as what happened in New Orleans, we always heighten our security, and here in the district we will continue to do the same today and throughout the rest of the week, Metropolitan Police Department Chief Pamela Smith told reporters the morning after the attacks. On January 1, a Tesla Cybertruck outside a Trump hotel was detonated in Las Vegas, killing the driver and injuring seven others. The same day, a Texas man deliberately drove a rented truck into a crowd of people in New Orleans during a New Year's celebration, killing 14 people before being shot by police. The two attacks occurred just days before a series of high-profile national political events are set to take place. Lawmakers are expected to return as the new session of Congress begins on January 3, and on January 6, both chambers will meet to certify the results of the 2024 elections. On January 9, the state funeral of former President Jimmy Carter, who died on December 30 at age 100, will take place. Most notably, President-elect Donald Trump will be sworn in on the steps of the Capitol in an event that is expected to draw large crowds of supporters and protesters. Law enforcement agents have erected extra fencing around the streets leading up to the Capitol building, and extra police units are expected to be present for some of the events. A number of political groups have already planned demonstrations, across the country and in Washington, for the days leading up to the inauguration. Jessamine Rising, a 37-year-old high school teacher, said she was finalizing plans to attend a protest 2 days before Trump is sworn in. She told the Epoch Times she isn't too concerned. "I mean, the levels of security in this city tend to be higher than most," she said. Rising also noted that she was confident her fellow demonstrators would be peaceful, and that she expected local law enforcement to clamp down on any conflict that might arise if counter-protesters show up. Erin Sams, a school counselor, said she would skip the inauguration, adding that the terror attacks had put her guard up a bit ahead of a visit to Washington. "It is unnerving," she told the Epoch Times. "We were going to take the train up from Richmond today, but we decided to drive instead, just in case we need to get out quick." Metro Transit Police Chief Michael Anzalo told commuters to expect increased police presence in and around train stations. "While there are no known threats to Metro, MTPD has heightened security across the system out of an abundance of caution," he said on X.